Next item was a conditional use number 1877, Tidewater Utilities Incorporated.
Well, gentlemen, I had a question about the signage on this. I couldn't remember. I know we approved one there by Cool Springs, and I don't remember if we allowed any wordage on that or not.
One at Cool Springs?
Yeah.
That would have been a Artesian project, I believe. Would you like me to pull that record and?
Yeah, the issue is the painting.
The signage on the tower itself, because some in my memory
Some recollection of us
not approving the 3D billboards.
Yeah.
Most of them have been referenced as sky blue. It seems to be the color of choice by most of the water companies.
Yeah.
Or a dull, you know, something that's not bright enough. Yeah. Annoying.
Yeah.
Something that blends in with at least the sky.
Right.
But
I think
a lot of them were limited to the company itself, limited in size. I think you did have maybe one or two that had no.
I think we had a couple where we said none. Now that might have been because of adjacency to residential areas.
We can pull the records for the last few that were given consideration if you want.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional use number 1877 Tidewater Utilities, I think my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the conditional use number 1877 Tidewater Utilities Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Gentlemen.